We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, December 9th. Colorado's offense never got untracked, and the Kansas Jayhawks dominated inside Saturday as the number 20 CU Buffs basketball team fell from the unbeaten ranks with a 72-58 loss at Allen Fieldhouse. The Buffs never led in the game. Kansas jumped out to a quick 6-0 lead, and though the Buffs managed to cut the deficit to 1 with 14 minutes to go in the first half, the Jayhawks used a 9-0 run to regain control and take a 12-point lead at intermission, 34-22. CU then managed to stay within striking range until midway through the second half when Kansas finally started to pull away for good, increasing its lead to as much as 23 before Tad Boyle's Buffaloes made a late run to pull back within 14.
I told our guys, I don't want to oversimplify this game, but I really thought we got some good looks. I mean, yeah. Wide open, you know, threes. And you know, we held them to zero threes in the first half. Now, they made six of them in the second half. And look, KU's a good team. And I mentioned before the game that your margin for error is pretty thin. It's just the simple things that we have to get better. You know, the turnover coming out of halftime. I mean, yeah. We're supposed to be lined up, and we just think, oh, well, we're going to be able to get the ball inbounds. They deny McKinley the ball, and we throw it right to them, and it's their ball. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff as a coach you just, you know, you scratch your head because it's like that's not what we do. Yeah. And those are the improvements that you have to make. And, you know, you have to hold your guys, you know, accountable for that. But, I mean, those are silly stuff that we got to get rid of. And, look, the open looks, that's all you can ask for as a coach is we're getting a great shot. And we knew that they were going to turn us over again. You know, they were averaging almost 10 steals a game. They got their 9. And, yep. You know, we knew we had to take care of the ball better than that. And we didn't do it. And but they're a good team. I mean, and they do what they do. They Azubuike is a load down there. Holy cow! And but I thought Evan Batty. Holy cow! Did he battle?
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I will say we need to take out of this game positively, Mark, is our competitive spirit. And I've said that about this team, you know, since the beginning. Is I love the spirit that they have and the togetherness that they have. Even in that locker room after a loss, it's like they're not feeling sorry for themselves. They're not hanging their heads. And that's a good sign.
The Buffs had just one player in double figures, with Evan Batty scoring 14 points and grabbing 7 rebounds. Tyler Bay had 5 points and 9 boards, and McKinley Wright had 8 points and 7 rebounds. Colorado looks to rebound tomorrow night, hosting Northern Iowa at the CU Event Center. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network begins at 6:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 7. Meanwhile, in women's basketball, a strong third quarter helps CU's basketball team to a 62-53 win over Xavier in Cincinnati on Friday. The win propelled the Buffs to its first 8-0 start to a season since 2016. Colorado trailed the half 27-25 for the first time all season. The Buffs exploded for 19 points in the third quarter, helping create a double-digit lead going into the fourth. Xavier threatened in the final quarter, slimming the lead down to 8 in the final minute, but Colorado stood tall in the end. Sophomore Emma Clark scored 11 points in the fourth quarter, finished with a career-high 19. Junior Maya Hollingshed recorded her second consecutive double-double, finishing with 12 points and 12 rebounds. The Buffs close out 2019 with one last home game, Colorado hosting DU on Thursday at the Event Center. And finally, in football, junior wide receiver Laviska Shenault was named the University of Colorado's most valuable player at the team's annual senior banquet Sunday afternoon at the Del Ward Center. Shenault, who announced last Tuesday that he will forego his senior season, declaring for the NFL draft, is just the sixth player in school history to be named the team's MVP on multiple occasions. Quarterback Steven Montez was named the Buffs' top offensive player, and linebacker Nate Lamon took home the defensive honor. While captains were selected for every game by the coaches, the team selected the ones who would go down as the captains for the season. Punter Alex Kenny, quarterback Steven Montez, outside linebacker Davion Taylor, all seniors, and junior linebacker Nate Lamon were selected to go down in history for the 2019 season. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.